This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner, as Cora reads Jesse Owens' Fastest Man Alive, written by Carol Boston Weatherford and illustrated by Eric Velasquez. And now, here's Cora White.
Go from the cotton fields to the city sidewalks. From sickly child to keen competitor. From second-class citizen to first-place finish. Go, Jesse, go. Trounce Jim Crow. Run as fast as your feet can fly, as far as your dreams will reach. Go across the ocean bearing America's hopes. Go to the Olympics. Know that you will win. Welcome to Berlin, city of the future, Germany's jewel. See cars zipping on autobahns, zeppelins, amidst clouds, and a television. The first you've seen flickering fuzzy gray pictures. Make yourself at home in the Olympic Village. Taste bratwurst. Enjoy the bands and fireworks, but know that Nazi flags on storefronts do not fly for you. Hitler does not want your kind here, does not believe you belong. Prove him wrong. Do not look beyond Berlin. You are not meant to see the concentration camps that hold the free-thinking souls who dared to challenge Hitler's rise. You are not meant to hear guns firing far away. Still, you sense the evil. For Hitler, these Olympics are not mere games, but a chance to show Germany's power to the world. Hitler's hatred is a time bomb. You hear it tick, tick, ticking as his armies march by. This is not war, not yet. For now, you will face him on the field. You have just days to work off your wobbly sea legs and regain your footing on dry land. Just days to find new track shoes to replace the ones you lost in New York. Just days to learn a few German phrases to charm the autograph hounds, young fans who tap your dormitory window. They don't care what Hitler thinks, and neither do you. As you enter the stadium before a crowd of thousands, remember your mother's words. Put your best foot forward. How you wish you were here. Dozens of flags file past Hitler's viewing box. Some delegations return his Nazi salute and dip their banners, but not the Americans. Stars and Stripes remains upright as Germans stamp their feet in anger. Your heart races. The parade marches on. Then the torch that crossed seven nations lights the flame to let the games begin. Your face glows. Only your goal is grander than this moment. Neither rain nor a muddy track can douse your spirits today. With five other sprinters, American, German, Swedish, Dutch, you throw down your trowel, coil into a crouch, and await the starting pistol. Your every muscle listens. Bang! You spring forward, striding in perfect rhythm, keeping pace with the other five, pumping faster, faster. Halfway through, you glide past your teammate, crossing the finish line in just over 10 seconds. Record time. You win the race and untold hearts. During your victory lap, the crowd cheers, "Yes, Owens! Yes, Owens!" At once crowning a brown-skinned hero and toppling Hitler's hopes for Germany to sweep the games, later you climb the victory stand, a laurel wreath circles your head, and the Star-Spangled Banner rings in your ears as the American flag is raised. You fight back tears. Hitler stays away that day, preferring to congratulate no one than to shake black hands. That is his loss. In the leader's glaring absence, you do not miss for one moment, bowing to a stiff salute. You hold your head high, opening your arms to the adoring crowd. After you clinch the gold, 100 cameras flash. Your name is on the newsman's lips. Fast fingers tap typewriters, pecking praise from Paris to Pittsburgh. The writers rave, calling you the Black Arrow, Black Bullet, Black Panther, Whirlwind. Presses around the world rush extra editions. Headlines hailing your new record leave readers breathless. But you cannot let fame swell your head or fog your sight. You have races yet to run and history still to write. To get your copy of Jesse Owens' Fastest Man Alive, you can go to walkeryoungreaders.com or go to jesseowensmuseum.org.
You have been listening to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. We hope you enjoyed Jesse Owens' Fastest Man Alive, written by Carol Boston Weatherford and illustrated by Eric Velasquez. You can tune in to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.